Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. Tell me from now on, the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with fiddles and steel? What's wrong with telling the world that you're country? That's how you really do feel. So let's don't make it different, let's just make it better.
Buzz, good evening to you. Welcome to our Hits Radio Show. I am Tracy Pitcox. Ever since I found out that I was going to be here with you tonight on the Hits Radio Show, I have been on cloud nine, just having a big time and waiting to get here. I want to thank you for being tuned in tonight. I trust that you're having a good day, a good week, and hopefully we'll hear some great country music that you might enjoy tonight as well. My buddy Justin Trevino has a brand new CD out with Sharon Keniston. This is a song that the great Jeannie Seeley wrote. Here's one called It Just Doesn't Seem to Matter on the Hits Radio program.
When my poor heart skips a beat, ride so far. Just as long as you don't speak, that's what makes my knees go weak. 'Cause I'm still in love with you. I've done everything I know to get you off my mind. Sometimes I can't help but hope that you won't walk away this time. Then I wouldn't have to watch you go. I wouldn't have to miss you so. 'Cause I'm still in love.
Things that she ought to know. They call it Lover's Rock. They call it Lover's Rock. Well, everybody's rocking and it's very little talking, just a hugging and a kissing going on. We'll park by the rock in the pale moonlight. I'll grab my baby and steal a kiss and then I know she'll be stealing it right back again. They call it Lover's Rock. They call it Lover's Rock. Well, everybody's rocking and it's very little talking, just a hugging and a kissing going on. Way up, but it's a long way down. They call it Lover's Rock. They call it Lover's Rock. Well, everybody's rocking and it's very little talking, just a hugging and a kissing going on. Hugging and a kissing going on. Hugging and a kissing going on. Hugging and a kissing going on.
Johnny Horton. Johnny had such a great man, he had such a great catalog of music. Little Lover's Rock for you there from the great Johnny Horton. Here's Mill Street.
Yes, I know I'm late. Getting home tonight. can supper wait? I guess I've lost my appetite. Yes, you can fix me a drink, and anything's okay. Oh, by the way, I met a friend of yours today. I was working on the other side of town, and coming home, I thought I'd stop and have a round. And in this bar, I heard someone speak your name. And that's how I met a friend of yours today. I listened for a while and I could tell that that stranger there, he knew you much too well. And I introduced myself, should have seen his face. What a shame, I met a friend of yours today. Please don't cry, woman, 'cause it's much too late for tears. Yes, I'm sorry too, 'cause it hurts after all these years. Ain't it sad a love like ours should end this way? And just because I met a friend of yours today. A friend of yours today.
Every room seems empty now since she's gone away. The music of her laughter is a thing of yesterday. The patter of her footsteps when she'd meet me at the door. The smiling face I love to see is gone forevermore. I see a cozy love seat where we used to sit and talk, and my tears fall on the carpet where my sweet baby used to walk. I know that there are others I could get to take her place, but none could touch her sweetness, none would have her grace. When her footsteps fleeted from me, it cut me like a sword. A goodbye told me she was gone, my baby I adored. I see a cozy love seat where we used to sit and talk, and my tears fall on the carpet where my sweet baby used to walk. Darling doll so dainty, I held her in my arms. No one has her beauty, no one has her charms. The picture of this angel within my heart enshrined will linger on forever, no equal will I find. I see a cozy love seat where we used to sit and talk, and my tears tears fall on the carpet where my sweet baby used to walk. My tears fall on the carpet where my sweet baby used to walk.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi there. Well, what are you doing, buddy?
Just playing a baseball tournament in Brownwood.
All right. Well, how's things going with the baseball season?
Really good.
Good. Good deal. Been knocking some of them out of the field there yet?
Not yet.
Well, you're getting there, right?
Yes, sir.
That's great.
I also pitched.
You pitched too? Well, my
goodness. Yes,
you'll be all-around baseball player, right?
And we won 16-3, so now we have to play another game at 8.
Good deal. Well, I'm telling you, just get out there and get them, okay?
Yes, sir.
Can I play you something?
I actually have two. I would like you to play Big Iron and Green Snakes on the Ceiling.
Oh, you know I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck, buddy.
One phone still is what I heard the bartender say. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One full of stew, and on the stew sets his food me. One full of stew, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for.
Just go to your dream.
You make room for more. One full of stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this food me. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this food me. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this food me.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more. 1 and 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he
he said it didn't matter. He was after Texas Red, after Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play, and the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped, and the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his
head. Yes, can you write it in the Dalton Boys?
Okay. The Gambler?
I'm trying to remember the next one.
And what is the next one? I'm sorry?
Mr. Shorty.
I'll do them for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatling boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done.
understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. 'Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, "When you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead." In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, "Nobody's mister to me, little man," and he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. "It's always this way, so I never stay." Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Yes, sir. How about a couple of Willie Nelson?
Little Willie. I bet we can do that. What do you want to hear about Willie?
How about the first one be The Time of the Preacher?
Yes.
The second one be Red-Headed Stranger.
Well, we'll do that for you tonight.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing just great. Just great.
Good, good. Well, old Mel Street sounded mighty good.
He did. He was a heck of a singer.
You know, it's crazy. I was looking him up the other day, and he actually killed himself on our anniversary, October 21st, 1978.
Mm. You know, that was also...
That's crazy.
That was also his birthday.
Yeah. Sure was.
Yeah,
sure
that
was.
Is crazy.
Man, what a talent. What a talent.
No doubt. No doubt.
Terrible,
I'll
bye.
Take care of you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. You're listening to Tracy right here on KNEL. Stay tuned.
It was the time of the preacher, when the story began, of the choice of a lady and the love of a man. I loved her so dearly, he went out of his mind when she left him for someone that she left behind. And he cried like a babe, he screamed like a panther in the middle of the night. And he saddled his pony, went for a ride. It was the time of the preacher in the year of 01. Now the preaching is over and the lesson's begun.
under his knees was a raging black stallion, and walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window and watched as he passed her way. Drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion, but cast greedy eyes on the bay. But how could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life? For this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden when she was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern and looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her money, he just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled the stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say, don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding and hiding pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. The yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset, the stranger went free, of course, for you can't hang a man for killing a woman that's trying to steal your horse. This is the tale of the red-headed stranger, and if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stallion, and don't lay a hand on the bay. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding and hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till maybe he'll ride on again.
Tracy Peacock, how in the world are you?
Oh, I feel great tonight.
That's good, man. Hey, can you play, now that I heard Green Snakes on the Ceiling, Johnny Paycheck, Old Violin, and Robert Earl Keen, Corpus Christi Bay, if you can find that one somewhere?
I'll do them for you tonight.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before.
Thank you.
Tonight I feel like an old violin. Soon to be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this view just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. 'Cause you can't change the truth in the slightest way. I said, John, where do you go from here? Then like a damn fool, I turned around, I looked in the mirror, and there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played. I said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. When I looked in the mirror, that's when I knew that there I was seeing an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. And just like that, it hit me. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
Moore's Automotive Napa Auto Parts hopes you and your family have a happy 4th of July. Stop by today at 2000 South Bridge and get your car ready for the 4th of July travel. Have a happy and safe 4th of July from Moore's Automotive Napa Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm John Revis with Heart of Texas Ford, and no, we are not going out of business. Due to the chip supply restraints, as you can tell by looking, we are out of inventory, but we will survive this challenge. Our parts and service departments are up and running, and since most of you can't find a new ride, let us help you get that old one up and running great. We're offering a 20% discount on all parts and service work through the end of August, and if you live in McCulloch County, we will pick up and deliver if necessary. Give us a call to schedule or come and see us at Heart of Texas Ford, where every deal comes straight from the heart.
It's a great time to make those changes in your home that make a big impression. Just go to Mason Building Supply in Rettle. They have hundreds of samples and catalogs in their showroom. I picked the perfect Valspar medallion paint colors for the walls. And our wood fence got some attention too, with a beautiful new stain from Cabot. Mason Building Supply in Rettle. 254 Moody Street in Mason. They have everything you need to make your home the talk of the town.
If you're sick, injured, or feel like you need to see a doctor, call Frontera Healthcare. Frontera Healthcare offers primary health care, sick care, and preventive health care services. Call the clinic for availability of COVID and flu vaccines. Frontera clinics are located in Mason, Menard, Brady, and Junction with sliding fee discounts based on family size and income. Dental services are provided at the dental clinic in Brady, plus behavioral health services, counseling, and psychiatric consultation at all clinics. In Menard, see Renee Zimmerman, family nurse practitioner, Dr. Utterback, and Mickey Hand, family nurse practitioner at the Frontera Clinic at 119 Ellis Street, or call 396-4612. For dental care, see Dr. Katie Whitworth at the Frontera Dental Clinic at 1211 South Bridge Street in Brady, or call 597-0464. For behavioral health assistance such as counseling, just call the clinic. For more information, go to fronterahn.org, go to Frontera Health on Facebook, or click on the Frontera logo on the knelradio.com homepage. Frontera, your healthcare home.
Thank you.
to bay. I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life that is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall, and had a tab in every bar. Stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family. You know he gave him a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. To the pier and got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. Said he finally gave up drinking. Then he ordered me a beer. Could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay.
Don't think that you're the only that was very kind. For that's your way of telling me you're sorry for the evil on your mind.
Jan Howard for you tonight. I always loved Jan Howard. My goodness, we had a lot of fun throughout the years, and what an entertainer in this country music business here at here in the on KNEL on the Hits Radio program tonight. Always good to hear a song from Jan Howard. Good to hear from Gregory. He's tuned in with us today in San Angelo, Texas, listening to us on KNELradio.com. Asked me to play this old tune from the great Merle Haggard. Happy to do it tonight. Here's one called Sing Me Back Home. Merle wrote this about a true life experience.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. And I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell. Let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home for the song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. The street came in to sing a few old gospel songs, and I heard him tell the singers there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing the song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before
back in just a day. Well, you broke and you promised and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Oh, Pete and Lynn. Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. Now someday you may be lonesome too. You talking about me, aren't you?
Again, the floor's good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
You know,
remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. Didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pidcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.